CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Dock workers and port owners reach a tentative labor deal over pay, ending the strike for now. CBS's Nancy Chen.
There have been major concerns about supply chain issues, with one estimate putting the economic impact of this strike at as much as $4.5 billion a day. There's also one study showing that for each day of the strike, it would take roughly 6 days to clear the backlog. However, now with this tentative agreement, it seems that that work to clear the backlog can start up again.
Negotiations on a permanent deal start January 15th. Former Memphis police officers Da'Darius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith are found guilty of witness tampering in the traffic stop death of Tyree Nichols. Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells.
This has been a long journey for our family. I'm actually in shock right now because I still can't believe all this stuff is going on. But we're happy that they all have been convicted.
Demetrius Haley was acquitted of violating Tyree Nichols' civil rights causing death, but convicted of the lesser charge of deprivation of rights resulting in bodily injury. President Biden tells those in Hurricane Helene devastated areas of Georgia and Florida.
I want you to know, I see you, I hear you, I agree with you, and I promise you we have your back. We're going to stay until you're restored.
At least 206 deaths are blamed on the hurricane. In Ripon, Wisconsin, Republican Liz Cheney campaigns with Vice President Kamala Harris.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Former President Donald Trump holds a Michigan rally telling a Saginaw crowd if they vote for him.
We can live in cities and towns that are safe and clean and borders that are sealed and secure.
A deadly Israeli airstrike on Beirut follows Israel's ongoing targeted ground incursions against Hezbollah fighters near the southern border. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb in Beirut.
There have been massive strikes across southern Lebanon, eastern Lebanon, and here in the capital, Beirut, in the southern suburb, which is known as Dahia. There has been a number of strikes. Now, this is an area which is often described as the seat of Hezbollah's power. It's where Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, was assassinated nearly a week ago.
A makeup artist claims in a lawsuit that she was violently raped in a hotel room by Garth Brooks in 2019. She also says he made other unwanted sexual advances and is suing him for damages. No response from Brooks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
If you've got high blood pressure, there's a 50-50 chance you're a walking time bomb. Thankfully, you can take control of your blood pressure with a drink called 120 Life. 120 Life is formulated with ingredients that have all been shown to help naturally lower blood pressure. Go to 120life.com. Use the code JUICE for 15% off. We'll refund your money if you're not fully satisfied. Go to 120life.com. There's nothing to lose. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Patients who were deceived by bait-and-switch ads from the nation's largest LASIK surgery provider are getting refunds. CBS's Christopher Cruz explains why.
The Federal Trade Commission is sending a total of more than $1.1 million to more than 12,000 patients of LCA Vision, which was also known as LASIK Plus and Joffe MediCenter. The FTC says the company's ads tricked consumers into thinking they could have their vision corrected for less than $300. In reality, only about 7% of consumers lured in for consultations were eligible for the advertised promotional price for both eyes, consumers who already had near normal vision. In other ads, the company neglected to state that the advertised price was per eye, not the total amount. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. retailers are ramping up hiring for the holiday season. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas expects retailers to add 520,000 new jobs in the final quarter of the year, compared to 564,000 in 2023. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, increasing clouds, a low in the mid-50s. Early clouds to start off tomorrow, then sunshine for the afternoon and a high to the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for the weekend, warm Saturday, high mid-70s, upper 60s Sunday. It's 55 right now.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I.
Nothing.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN. Welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, he wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Come on,
was high class. Well, that was to lie. And they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you didn't have a quarter habit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. You know they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
to a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. You know the preacher liked to call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Son of a gun.
You walked into the party like you were walking.
Your
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
words I say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Dock workers from New England to Texas will be back at work tomorrow. The union representing the striking workers has reached a deal to suspend a strike until January 15th. CBS's Nancy Chen in Newark.
Details of this are still coming together right now, but today marked day three of this strike, which started Tuesday morning after their contract expired at midnight. At least 25,000 dock workers in 14 ports along the Eastern Gulf Coast walked off the job in search of higher wages, they said, and protections against automation.
Three former Memphis officers are found guilty of witness tampering, but two, Tadarius Bean and Justin Smith, are acquitted of civil rights charges in the death of Tyree Nichols. Demetrius Haley is convicted of a lesser civil rights charge. CBS's Elise Preston on that 2023 traffic stop.
After police stopped him, body cam footage shows what happened next. Nichols runs off. But then officers apprehend him. This took place less than 80 yards from his mother's home. He called out for her to help him.
Mom!
Almost a week after Hurricane Helene whipped through several southeast states, they're trying to pick up the pieces, but some still don't have power or water. Asheville, North Carolina Mayor Esther Mannheimer.
We know people need drinking water, they need food, and we still need people around the nation to consider helping us.
At least 206 people in six states have died. Hurricane Kirk, now a Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, could cause life-threatening East Coast surf and rip current conditions this weekend. A crime committed by a 13-year-old could result in life behind bars. WWJ's John Hewitt.
After initially charging the 13-year-old from the Detroit suburb,